We are in Homebuilt, so right behind HQ. And Charlie Becker, this is kind of your baby over here. Charlie Becker is chapter director. What else do you do for EA, Charlie?
Well, the hats that I wear are basically home building and chapters at EAA. I'm director of both.
So this was a big project this year. This is the first time On the Fly has been to Homebuilt because you have some exciting things that you're doing this year. Tell us about those changes.
Yeah, well, we made some big improvements to the area. We shifted all of the vendors from the north right into the heart of the Homebuilt area. So they are kind of front and center, the hub of the wheel, so to speak. You've got workshops right next to them now and forums right near the flight line still, right near Homebuilders headquarters and as well as the Homebuilders hangar. So, you know, it kind of consolidated the area, made it feel more like a cohesive unit. We also picked up a few parking spots because we had to raise the old Federal Pavilion, which was one of our oldest buildings here on the ground, and we replaced that with the new vendor area. So we kind of, in the shift, we picked up a few parking spots as well. All new roads, and really made it much more user-friendly. I think the vendors are enjoying this year, so everything's really going well. We also created a Homebuilt in Review area stand with bleachers, the Homebuilders logo on the ground, just like Vintage and Warbirds have been doing for a while. And so far those have gone over great. It really gives us an opportunity to showcase some aircraft, the builders, and sometimes even the designers.
Yeah, and what a nice job they did. But we can't see it from where we're standing right now, but anybody come down Whitman Road is going to notice that whole new area there. Well, and Whitman Road hasn't changed a lot, but in Homebuilt it has. And then you've added another road that goes through all the way from north to south.
Yes.
North of Whitman Road. So the area has gone through a huge transition this year.
Yeah. I mean, by moving the Homebuilt Cafe a little north to make room for the Homebuilt the Homebuilt in Review area has really changed. You know, the dynamic is, you know, if somebody walked in here today after last year, they go, what the, you know, yeah, I'm lost. Where do I go?
Yeah, well, and it also opened things up quite a bit, it seems. It was kind of compacted down here, and it was kind of hard to get around, and now it's just wide open, and it's nice. You can easily access the show planes. And what else do you have going on in the Homebuilt area here that people can come down and check out?
Well, the big thing that we added this year is the Homebuilt in Review, and that's every day, 10 a.m., 1 p.m. In fact, there's one going on right now on the Kit Fox. And tomorrow we're going to have, in the morning at 10 a.m., Dick Van Grunsman of Vans Aircraft is going to be talking about the RV4 as well as the RV5. RV5 is a little bit of a historical footnote. Most people would be hard-pressed to identify it, okay, because it was a one-and-done kind of design, a proof of concept, tested out some ideas. So he's going to be talking about that tomorrow because Vans and Chapter 105 out in Oregon have been restoring the aircraft for flight, and it's almost ready to go, and they brought it out here to show it off. So that's kind of the biggie, in my opinion. The other thing is workshops. You know, every day, 8:30, 1 p.m., we have a number of workshops that are just included as part of your mission. We have some experts that teach them, and then they let you do some hands-on projects. So if you're interested in fabric covering or sheet metal or composites, you'll get the chance to actually do some of that work after getting coached for a while for about 30 to 45 minutes on how to do it first.
So you can come down, and if you're in the mood, just pull some rivets.
Yep, absolutely. So, you know, it's a great way. A lot of people spend a lot of time, you know, learning about the workshops and, you know, and they spend almost their whole week there just, you know, going one after the next. So so the workshops are also a great thing to do when you're in the Homebuilt area. Of course, we're adjacent to the forums, and that makes sense because so many of our forums, I mean, we really cover the entire gamut with forums, but a lot of them are Homebuilt centric, you know, people wanting to learn more about building their own aircraft. Of course, for our pilots that fly in, you know, they're showing off their aircraft right here on the flight line where we stand. And we, of course, have our Homebuilders headquarters where we provide support for them. They can pretty much do one-stop shopping here. We have the Homebuilders store, so if you want to pick up some materials that we publish on home building, you know, some of the how-to trade publications, or if you just need some new stuff to wear during the week, you can stop right in at the Homebuilders store.
Yeah, and then you have this nice porch, too.
We do. In fact, today was Donut Day. Every year we kind of welcome our home-built pilots and builders over onto our porch, and we give them some donuts and coffee, and that always makes them happy. And that goes on every Wednesday. And this afternoon, for those people that are home builders out there, we are doing a corn roast out at the Homebuilt Camping Pavilion. So that's a way to thank the home-built campers out there.
Yeah, let's just say, since you brought it up, let's hit on that. You do a number of things out there at the is that the Chapters Pavilion or the Home Builders
Pavilion? Well, now I'm talking about the Home Builders Pavilion.
And the campground.
In the campground and Camp Scholler, we have the Chapters Pavilion.
Okay.
And every day there, just to give a plug, since that's the other hat that I wear here at EAA, each day from 7 to 10:30, we have a different chapter hosting a pancake breakfast. It's open to everyone. And it's a fundraiser for that chapter. They get to take home the net profits to their chapter to help improve that when they get back home. So if you're in Camp Scholler especially, it's very convenient. It's just on the northwest corner of Paul's Woods, kind of right across from the fly market to the south. And it's only $7, pancake, sausage, juice, coffee, and you don't have to cook.
Yeah, it's very, very accessible. So, and I noticed there's other things going on there. It seems like there's always something going on in that plaza because, you know, everyone drives by there and it's like, oh.
That's right.
And that pavilion's fairly new.
It is. We just refurbished that last year. We christened it last year. And just a few, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, we built a pavilion for our home-built campers out at the end of Taxiway P1. So they have a place that they can relax. We've got some picnic tables, Adirondack chairs, a bunch of charging stations for the campers, because if you've ever camped in this day and age, you realize real quick that you need your phone for your alarm clock, your ability to contact your friends and all that stuff. So you need power, even if you're tent camping next to your airplane.
I'll be honest, I don't think I've been down there. I need to go and check that out. So
it is really nice. You got to check it out. We always have we have 4 gas grills for them to use and 2 griddles. So a lot of them do community dinners and breakfasts as well amongst the campers. Somebody goes, makes a run to the local grocery store, and then they cook up breakfast or dinner together. So it works out really great.
So let's talk about some home-built bases. Of course, Paul Poporesny founded EAA based on this type of aircraft. And then, of course, later was antique classic, which became vintage, and then Warbirds joined in, and then Seaplanes joined in, but this is the grassroots beginning of EAA right here in the home build area, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is where it all started. You know, EAA started back in 1953. I mean, really as just a local group in Milwaukee that got together with an interest in building aircraft. That was a relatively new thing because during the war years, that was pretty much stamped out everywhere. And then right after the war, a guy by the name of George Bergardis opened up home building again and got some rules changed with with what was the CAA back then. And then Paul started EAA. And then the next thing you knew, he wrote a series of 3 articles about building the Baby Ace with plans. And that started a wave of correspondence with him. Really took EAA from a local club to an international organization overnight. Paul used to tell me that after he wrote those articles, he had to go buy a bigger mailbox because of all the cards and letters that he was getting inquiring about joining EAA, and that really kicked it all off. And the cool thing this year is we actually have the reproduction that Paul was working on when he passed of the Mechanics Illustrated Baby Ace that hangs in our museum. The flying replica is here. Chris Lerner flew it all the way out from Washington State just so it could take part in the festivities this year, because that aircraft that he owns is a Baby Ace, and it is the 90th anniversary of the Baby Ace design, as well as the Pete and Paul Air Camper.
Oh, that's cool. What airport is he based at?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
He's way out there, though. It was a 165 horsepower. That's a long
flight. That is a long trip. Yes, it is. Well, that's awesome that he brought that. And yeah, you know, there was that whole original foundation, and of course, 50 years. This is a 50-year anniversary of not the start of EAA, but Oshkosh, correct?
Correct. 50 consecutive years in Oshkosh. In fact, a little trivia is back in 1956, EAA was in Oshkosh for the first time, but it rained for like three straight days, and everyone had a bad time.
That sounds familiar.
Then they moved on and ended up at, putting down their stakes in Rockford for about a decade or so, and then they have ultimately chose Oshkosh as a permanent location. And in fact, Monday was a free day for Oshkosh residents because we wanted to thank the local community for their support over the last 50 years.
And that, of course, was our concert day, so the locals got to come in and enjoy the concert and see the show. That's a really cool thing to do, to bring the locals. That's awesome.
Yeah, and if
is this the first year that you've done that?
Yeah, that was the first year that I can recall. It was kind of cool too. If you walk down to the Brown Arch, which is quite a location, an icon, the old entrance to the grounds. This year we actually painted the east side of the arch blue because our first year here it was a blue arch. And it actually says 1970 on it. It's kind of a throwback thing. Be a great place to get a photo if you're looking for a photo this year.
Cool. Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some specific airplanes, some of the workshops and forums. Jamon G, you are listening to On the Fly. We're at Home Builders HQ on the runway side. You're listening to EAA Radio.